And this is another vegetable. It's white and has green leaves around it.
Cabbage.
No, it's about the size of a cabbage, but perhaps a little larger than a cabbage, but it's white.
Lettuce?
No. It has green leaves around the outside of it, and the inside is white, and sort of creamed frequently. Boiled. It's a white. It's a white vegetable. That is, vegetable itself is white, and it comes. It's a head about that size, and has green leaves around it. Oh, I'm sure here. I really have your pronunciation anyway.
Oh, cauliflower.
And if you had something in your throat, you had difficulty, perhaps you had difficulty to do what? To
swallow.
And if it was simply impossible for you to do something, you say, I'm sorry, I
just can't.
The negative of ought to, he ought to do something.
Should. Oh, he shouldn't.
Would you use hadn't ought under any, you think?
Well, I wouldn't.
And if you refuse to do something, I'm sorry, but
I won't.
And this bird that's associated traditionally with wisdom.
Owl.
And do you know any different kinds?
Screech owl. The hoot owl. It's about all.
Okay. These are small shelled creatures that live on and crawl backwards.
Crab.
Do you use the word varmint? Varmint to mean anything? Does it mean anything to you, the word varmint?
Well, it's a slang applied to children that aren't what they ought to be.
Okay.
Derogatory.
These are small, you've never heard it used for mice and rats, for instance, called varmints.
I have, but not yet.
This is a rodent-like creature that lives in a tree and eats nuts.
Squirrel.
And different kinds that you're familiar with?
There's brown squirrel and the gray squirrel. That's all I'm familiar with.
All right. This is a small rat-like animal that lives in a hole in the ground.
Gopher.
And this is only about 3 or 4 inches long, gopher.
Yes, we have plenty of them.
This is a bird that
pecks the woodpecker.